The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life. You know, there's many things that you listen to that have nothing to do with life. That would be one of them as well. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. All you got to do is watch the news and think, Lord, please come, just like John said in Revelation 22:21. The life lessons for our faith. Blah, 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 blah. I can talk. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but probably won't. You could use them. I want to use them. I try to use them, but sometimes I don't use them very well. Humor that will force us to think, why does this guy have a radio show? That's a great question, since I can't even do the introduction. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I will be your host for the next 5,400 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian, that process, that thing. Even though you could be doing really well in all the things that you do in life in your job, sometimes it's a challenge. Sometimes you sit there and go, Lord, how am I gonna get through yet another day? We fully understand that. We appreciate that. And we're here to encourage you to take that next step and stand faithful in the Lord. So one of the things that we do is we allow you the opportunity to kind of engage with us in whatever fashion would be helpful for you. And so if you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we want you to be able to reach out to us. You can simply call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call that number, now listen to the number I said to call, 972-445-0770. Terrific T will answer the phone. And that is just like getting fresh buttered popcorn sitting down in the best seat for your favorite movie. I mean, come on. How is that not cool? Right? That's awesome. You can also text us 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can email us david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org, because we have a website that's called hemustincrease.org. Website hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, so now I've gotten some prayer requests from some people in the audience. Some of them are private, so I'm not going to say what they are, but we're going to still pray about it. I still want people to be praying for my wife, Noelle, going through a tough time. She came home yesterday. She was so tired. I mean, she was, like, tired. And so I always feel for her because this is her hardest season with all this stuff that's going on. So just keep praying for her. But let's just go before the Lord in prayer. I just want to cover everybody real quick. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and our Savior. And we ask you to bring refreshment to the people that are feeling low and that they just need a boost and need encouragement and need energy and need to be blessed and need the wind that comes from you just to pour upon their face so that they can feel refreshed. Lord, We also ask for those that have family members, either children, grandchildren, whatever the case may be, that are really going through tough times, tough physical times, and we ask you to bring wholeness, health, and well-being, and good reports about the great things that you're doing in the lives of your children and your believers. We ask you to help us in all this process, to never let go of our hope, but always hang on firm, trusting you for what's ahead. We pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, a couple things to cover with you. We're going to be doing a little bit of Read and Ramble in just a second. Don't forget we're doing Acts in the next hour. And then tomorrow I'm going to be talking a little bit about mercy. I'm going to go a little bit deeper than we normally do about mercy because I had somebody who asked a question to explain it a little deeper. I'm going to do my best to do that tomorrow. And we've got some other things that are always coming up. We always got stuff coming up. I mean, that's kind of fun, right? All right. Let's see. That. Okay. We're going to go into Read and Ramble first because this first section is really good. And then when we get back from the next segment, we'll do our trivia. But let's go ahead and do Read and Ramble.
Well, I'm ramming.
There you go. Nothing but professionalism on this show. Colossians chapter 2. I'm going to pick it up with verse 6. We did this last week, but I want to finish the rest of the verse and then do verse 7. It says, therefore, just as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. So we talked about this a little bit last week, but there's something I want to key in on that gets missed in this text quite a bit, and that's when Paul is writing under the verbal plenary process of the Holy Spirit. What that really means, so you can understand the inspiration, is the words, the personality of the person is not lost, but the words that God wants to communicate are communicated. So God doesn't do a dictation. It's more of a partnership. And you should understand that because the Bible and bibliology is one of the most fascinating studies ever. It's so amazing. I mean, it's just – it'll lights out, blow your brains out and go, what? Look at this, because there are hundreds and hundreds of prophecies that have been fulfilled. There are exact days to exact days where God says something 430 years apart to the exact day. I mean, come on, right? So you get into that part of it. Here's something that's really, really important. It says here, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as you were taught. Let me explain something about rooted and built up in him. Have you ever, I'm just going to go out on a limb and think in my mind, all of you have seen a tree. It's just, you know, a guess, right? On the tree, what do you typically have? You'll have leaves, and then if it's a fruit tree, you'll have fruit, and you know, you can, and it can, you know, start small and then it gets bigger. For those of us that have big trees anywhere around us, you know what happens, and the tree gets big and big, and then the leaves fall off, and so on and so forth. What you're not seeing when you look at that tree is one thing in specific, and that is the roots. The roots of a tree grow down, and that enables the tree to grow up. And what's important about that is what Jesus said in Matthew 13, 20 and 21, when he gave the parable about the sower. He said the seed, explaining it, said the seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. Oh, yes, the word of God, it's great, fantastic. Verse 21, but since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. Uh-oh. Wait, what? What? There is an important process for you and I as Christians to grow deep as well as high. The growing deep process has to do with your rooted relationship in the Lord and your rooted relationship with Christian community. You can't grow deep without other believers helping you. And those roots, by the way, they search for water and they go around. And if you've ever had to cut a tree, I don't know if you've ever had to cut a tree down, but cutting a tree down, you can't just cut the tree. You got to get to the roots or it just comes back. In other words, those roots keep that tree sustained and keep that tree going. Well, Paul says, hey, you have to absolutely, positively have a rootedness in Jesus. That's in Jesus's words, in Jesus's community, in Jesus's connection, in that relationship with him. You have to grow down as well as up. I'm not saying fall down, lay down. I'm telling you that in order for that tree to be strengthened and to be able to maintain what? High winds, bad weather, all the things that come against it, the roots have to go deep and they have to be sustaining in order to make that tree enduring. Guess what? You have to be that way. That's why Paul said, therefore, just as you have received Christ as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him. He wants you growing up, for sure. He wants you maturing. He wants you rising. He wants you to grow upwards, but you have to grow downward too in order to establish the stability to endure. Does that make sense? I mean, that's just like one of those, oh yeah, that just makes lots of sense. Yeah, that makes lots of sense because we need to have stability from which to grow up from. Got it? And that is in Jesus that we get that stability. Okay? It's all right. It's okay. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Just as I am, you reach down and see me.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Dr. Robert Jeffress on Hell.
I had a lady one time, we did a Q&A session in our church we call Ask the Pastor. Usually I know what they're going to ask, but this lady raised her hand and she said, Pastor, if a woman is pregnant at the rapture, does that mean she will be pregnant throughout eternity? And I paused for a second and I said, yes. It's called hell.
That's brutal.
Mean, there are some unanswered questions about all of this, but I do think we can know, we're going to know one another.
The David Spoon Experience.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM. And if you can't
shout sight, you'll have to buzz up. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Now, before we go any further, we have somebody that has been on hold for a couple minutes. We want to give them that opportunity to come on forward, so let's ring them through. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Troy.
Hey, Troy. How are you?
All righty. Say, why do they call Jesus the son of David?
Okay, so say that again. So was he the son of David?
Yeah, well, don't the Bible, I mean, I've heard y'all say the son of David.
Yes. So that's actually a really good question. So what goes on from there is David prophesied about the Messiah that was to come. And so when Jesus is referenced as son of David, that's the Messiah to which David made reference to in Psalm 16 about that's also the son of man term, by the way, is more of an endearment to humanity. But the son of David is a messianic reference to the Messiah that's going to come. And that's why Jesus is called the son of David.
Oh, okay.
Does that help you? And then if you look at Psalm 16, explain it.
I've often wondered about that, you know.
Yeah, it's the lineage. It's, in other words, he comes from David. So it doesn't mean David's immediate next of kin. It's further down the line. He talks about the reality that the Messiah is going to come from that line.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I want to tell you, that guy talking about his toe being affected yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was about 5 or 6 years old, and I was – I hope you can say this on the phone. I was ruptured real bad. And I never did tell my parents about it. And at night, I couldn't play much in the daytime because it started hurting me. And at night, when I lay down and go to sleep, I'd push it back up in my stomach. And first thing I know, I don't know when it happened. I don't know nothing about it. I'm 82 years old, and I've been to several doctors in my lifetime, and they had never found no rupture or anything. You know, I worked heavy jobs, and I give all the credit to Jesus Christ for healing me when I was about 5 or 6 years old.
Well, good. That's an awesome testimony. See, that sometimes the Lord does, it's what we call a gracelet. It's an expression of grace given unto you that you remember your whole life, and that encourages you in the Lord.
Well, see, I never did tell nobody about it. I guess, I mean, since I've been grown, maybe I've told one or two people, but I never did tell none of my parents about it. I never did say nothing about it because I didn't know what would happen, you know, being a young age like that, you know.
Well, you know what's great is you just told a whole bunch more people at one time.
Oh, okay. But,
good job.
I mean, I don't know when I was healed. I just know that I started playing right, ripping and romping, you know, and everything. And the only explanation I've gave to myself is the Lord healed me.
Amen.
And he's done things in the past since I've been a grown man that he's took me out of problems, you know.
Now that's awesome.
And I want to tell the whole, well, just like that guy with the toe, you know, it healed up overnight or something like that, you know.
Yep.
You know, one was on your show yesterday.
Yep, that's Eric. Yep.
Yeah.
That's
And people don't, and you was talking about the Egyptians running, when Moses carried across the river, you know, everybody was skeptical about the river not being very high and everything, you know. I just want to tell people that God is still healing.
Amen.
He'll heal you anytime when he gets ready. Now, let me tell you, he's got to get ready. He'll do it on his own. If you need healing, you can ask him for it. If he wants to heal you, he will. If he won't, he won't.
Exactly.
That's all I got to say about
That's
it.
That's a great way to say it. It's in his hands. Excellent
You're
word.
Right.
Excellent.
Okay, I just want to know about David and Jesus, what the deal was on that.
You got it. Absolutely, Troy.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
All right. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Good job by Troy. Okay? He's right. God will heal you anytime. It's up to him. Now, he might say no, but he might say yes. Here's the thing. You ask. What? Why not? See, that's that Ziggy cartoon where he looks up to God and goes, why? And God points back at him and goes, why not? There you go. Trivia question. We're going to do our trivia question. Here's a very interesting trivia question. When Gabriel told Mary about what was going to happen to her, what city was Mary in? And the reason I'm asking you is just to see if you were listening yesterday. When Gabriel told Mary that she was going to be pregnant and that she was going to carry the Lord Jesus Christ, what city was she in when Gabriel talked to her? If you think you know the answer to that, you can call in at 972-445-0770, or you can text in at 214-210-8483. Does that make sense? All right, we covered everything else, right? Good, right? Anything else we need to cover? We did the website earlier. We'll do it. Okay. All right. Good. All right. Let me go into this next teaching. So if you know that trivia answer, you're welcome to reach out to us. I want to talk about the rest of this portion of Scripture, which I didn't finish on, which is in our read and ramble. So here's what the whole context says, reading it all together. Therefore, just as you have received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thanksgiving. So here's an important portion, or here's an important part of the text that I've come across. There's over 200 incidences in the Scripture, 200 times in the Scripture, plus where the Lord encourages us to be in praise or in thanksgiving. So I want to talk to you about this overflowing with thanksgiving. There is in every epistle one particular attitude. There's the idea of love, there's the idea of faith, and there's the idea of hope. But in every epistle, in every letter, in everything within the Psalms, in fact, one of the Hebrew original names for Psalms is praise. God expects his people to recognize the works that he's done, and in that recognition, express gratitude. And so there should be an overflowing with thanksgiving. So I've had this discussion with people before, and people are like, well, you can't really be thankful for everything. And so when people say that, and the reason I bring this up is because you need to think about it from a different perspective, not your perspective only, but God always coordinates everything in your life to go towards you in your in favorable terms to fulfill his plan. You might go through a very tough time during the process, but he will bring it to a conclusion of good, and that's his promise, not just here, but also for eternity. How then is the people of God, can we not be thankful and overflowing? So you know when you come across somebody and they're just always, you know, thank the Lord, I thank the Lord, I thank the Lord, and you almost can get irritated because it's like, okay, well, stop saying it so much, stop saying it so much. I understand that when somebody says it like 9 trillion times in a small amount of time. But you can't be mad at the attitude. You can't be mad at the approach that they're wanting to give God praise throughout a process. I think if we had a better attitude of gratitude, we would endure trials with more maturity. I'm not saying that to belittle anybody. I'm not saying that to even belittle myself. I just think if I was more in a trusting faith relationship with God, I would know that good is coming at some point. And I can praise him for what is to come. I may not praise him that the needle is in my eye, so to speak, but I may praise him for what may result from that. And so it's understanding that it's not that you've got to get into the specificity. I can never say that word. But it's like the hardest word in the world to say.
Is it specificity?
Yeah, it's that close enough. Really specificy stuff. How about that? Really specificy. Here's the bottom line to that. The bottom line is God is working a process. And in that process, he promises redemption. He promises that all things work together for good. He promises that we can give thanks in all things because that's what he desires us to do because of what he's going to do with it. Even in James and even in Peter, count it all joy when you go through various trials. It's like, really? I got to count it all joy? How do I do that when I'm hurting? Or how do I do that when I'm frustrated? How do I do that when I don't understand? You do that by understanding where it's going to end up, not by looking at where it is now. That's when we just look at the now, we're just so focused on the circumstance, you can't move. We're supposed to – remember what happened with Jesus? For the glory set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. We should be looking at for the glory that's set before us. Not just at the painful initial moment. The God in all of this is going to turn it to favorability for us because he loves us and because he's the best. That's why. All right. So the trivia question for those that did not know what I was talking about. So where was Mary located when Gabriel came and said, "Thou art highly favored"? And so boom, boom, boom. Here he's. You got this great thing. I got this message for you. She was in Nazareth, Luke chapter 1, verse 26. She was located in Nazareth, the same place they went back to after they came back out of Egypt. Ooh, interesting. All right, we're going to take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Top of the hour. Don't go anywhere.
Who knows when a broken heart. The David Spoon Experience.
You don't know what's going to happen in 1 minute, let alone 1 hour from now. And God, who it's impossible for God to lie, has made this commitment, made this offer, made this opportunity to both you and me and all of us around. The simplicity is that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and that the wages of that sin, the wages falling short, is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God, demonstrating his love for us, sent Jesus Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. There is nothing more important than that principle right there. The hope that is offered to believers who acknowledge and surrender to the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's what's being offered. That's what gives you encouragement. That's what enables you to go on. You're going to have a lot of sorrow in this life. Job said it best, a man's days are few and full of trouble. But in the next, there is something so wonderful that even in man's mind, we cannot retain it. For eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither can the heart comprehend, can't even receive the great things which God has prepared for them that love him. There's such a great thing that's coming for us, such a great place, such a wondrous place. But you got to acknowledge the invitation. You got to say yes. Because if you don't say yes, you're not going to that wedding. The wedding of the Lamb. Don't be that person. Don't be that person that rejects it. Don't be that person that lives in sorrow, in grief, and in sadness. Don't be that person. Be the one that says yes. So that you can be a part of the great wedding feast, that you can be a part of the great celebration. No, life is much more than this 60, 70, 80, 90 years.
it's eternity on the line. And if you've already said yes, rest in the comfort. Rest in that place. Rest in that goodness. That all is well. And even on this side, if it's hard, on the other side, it's glorious.